2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Many kids start by retelling a fairy tale.
Not far down the road lived a hare. Now, hare was very tricky.
Others might portray a picture book.
The wasp really, really, really wanted to get in. It banged on the door with its body.
And then they progress to telling a family history story or something from their own life.
One day, their mom came out and said, "Go clean up your room."
They perform in front of an audience and they have two judges.
Monica Flint has been the Davis Storytelling Coordinator for the last 15 years. Ogden, Weber, and Morgan school districts also send their students.
They're excited, they're retelling the story, they're laughing.
Flint says learning how to tell a story or to communicate in this way is a lost art almost.
This is a great way for you to tell how you're feeling or what you're experiencing, or even be able to present information to other people in a way that's not scary.
I think there is an innate, or at least an early developed need to listen to a story.
The chair of the festival, Weber State Professor David Byrd, says teachers have noticed an increase in some of their students' test scores.
Reading is really fundamental. And so having those big skills of being able to pull information out, identify the characters. Vocabulary, absolutely huge.
And we asked David and Monica, what makes a good storyteller?
A good storyteller is able to engage the audience, keep them quiet, as it were, or have them respond in the correct way at the right times.
The stories that really are the best are the ones that the students come up with themselves. So they're not only working on reading and writing skills, but they're working on presentation, speaking, listening, and working with an audience.
They also have adult tellers and professionals come.
This story is a kind of scary story. Ooh, but not too scary, just a little bit scary, just scary enough.
These videos this year are all online with new stories posted every day for 25 days.
So we're hoping this is going to move forward, that we will do a better job in recording the stories as they're being told.
It's changing these young lives.
You know, here's a student who's really grown and has come out of their shell, or storytelling has helped them with a certain issue.
The end.
The end.
The end.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.